Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And speaking of that app, you can stream Browns Daily on that every single day. You can get it in an archive form so you can listen at your convenience, on demand, as it were. Plus, get all the great articles. Kevin Jones, by the way, cranking out articles at a fast and furious pace, Satoris. I thought his interview with Mike Pettine was excellent.
Yeah, he's doing a wonderful job. Really, really happy and fortunate to have him aboard.
Yeah, it is very, very good. Don Banks from Sports Illustrated will be joining us at the top of the hour. But now we're going to get into, as you like to say, Notorious, a little bit of the tweetage. And we'll bring in Megan Rock because we've asked people what they wanted to do with Alex Mack. And I'd say the response has been pretty much overwhelming. But Megan, take it away.
Yeah, we have a lot of tweetage going on here. Drew says, matching not only shows faith in Mack, but faith in where the team will be in 2 years. Also keep draft options open. Hashtag match for Mack.
Yes, match for Mack.
I go along with that. And that's the thinking, this two-year kind of window thought. What else we got?
Walter says, take Johnny. This is in regards to the number four pick. Take Johnny if he's there. Trade down 5 or 10 slots, if not a quarterback first. Oh, and take a center to replace Alex Mack. Hashtag let Mack walk.
Boo on the second part of that. The quarterback thought, again, is one that I think becomes more fascinating by the day. While you weren't with us, Nathan, we went through a discussion, and our guy, Kevin Jones, in his mock you saw, has the Browns going for Johnny Manziel. Jim Donovan, who sat in for you the last couple of days, big time John Manziel. Wants to hear no other name but Johnny Manziel.
He's all John football.
It's all John all the time with those guys. I'm not aboard with that from a football standpoint, from an excitement standpoint, and from a everything else standpoint. I am all in with that because it'll be incredible times for us from a content standpoint. Any team that gets that, think about, like any other business, we're about the numbers, we're about the click-throughs and everything on our website, the ratings, everything. Can you imagine what that will do? I mean, at least through the time of the draft until the time that we see what he actually is on the football field, the fascination will be through the roof. And that part of it excites me, but if you're asking me to pick from a football standpoint, I'm not picking him.
And you know, it's funny is I was talking to a couple of the front office folks here today who were laughing and saying, you know, we've given you a pretty interesting offseason, right? Plenty of stuff to talk about. I said, well, so far, yes. I said, hopefully next year won't be as exciting. But I said, if you guys end up drafting John football, I said, it'll be like nirvana for us professionally. It'll be like the easiest year we've ever had.
Oh, it really will. Anything else, Megan?
Yeah, Rick says, in regards to Alex Mack, make him stay. I understand if he wanted to go to a winner, but Jacksonville, really?
Let me go back to say what I'm saying about this. And was I a little bit disappointed that the team was Jacksonville? Yes, I said so. It would have been easier if he were fleeing to take it if he was going to a winning team. That being said, now that the facts are on the table, it wasn't about Jax. You don't sign that if you don't think you're going back to the Cleveland Browns.
Correct. In fact, I'll throw one more tweet in here from Behind Enemy Lines. He says, who'd sign a deal for less loot? An act of goodwill by Alex Mack, ? He spares the Browns time and money, hashtag class act. I really think that's pretty accurate. I really, we're not feeling sorry for Alex Mack. He's not being hurt here financially and really in any way. But I just think this makes it very clear to your point. This was done totally with the understanding and the expectation that he was coming back to the Browns. We're going to get some national take on this and other Browns topics from a guy who knows this league very, very well. He is Don Banks from Sports Illustrated, SI.com. You can see his great work there. That is coming up on this Football Friday. He is Nathan Zagura. I am Vic Carucci. She is Megan Rock. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, and we are driven by Liberty Ford.